I asked one of them why they were so much more lovely than those on the earth. The reply was, "We have lived in strict obedience to the commandments of God, and have not fallen by disobedience, like those on the earth. I begged of my attending angel to let me remain in that place. I could not bear the thought of coming back to this dark world again." Then the angel said, "You must go back, and if you are faithful, you, with the 144,000, shall have the privilege of visiting all the worlds and viewing the handiwork of God." 543.2 The United Family of Heaven and Earth. There the redeemed shall know, even, as also they are known, the loves and sympathies which God Himself has planted in the soul shall there find truest and sweetest exercise. The pure communion with holy beings, the harmonious social life with the blessed angels and with the faithful ones of all ages who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, the sacred ties that bind together the whole family in heaven and earth, these help to constitute the happiness of the redeemed. Or 544.1 The nations of the saints will know no other law than the law of heaven. All will be a happy, united family, clothed with the garments of praise and thanksgiving. Over the scene the morning stars will sing together, and the sons of God will shout for joy, while God and Christ will unite in proclaiming, "There shall be no more sin, neither shall there be any more death." 544.2 From that scene of heavenly joy the ascension of Christ there comes back to us on earth the echo of Christ's own wonderful words, "I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God." The family of heaven and the family of earth are one. For us our Lord ascended, and for us He lives. Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. 544.3 Though delayed, the promise is sure. Long have we waited for our Savior's return. But nonetheless sure is the promise. Soon we shall be in our promised home. There Jesus will lead us beside the living stream flowing from the throne of God and will explain to us the dark providences through which on this earth He brought us in order to perfect our characters. There we 545 shall behold with undimmed vision the beauties of Eden restored. Casting at the feet of the Redeemer the crowns that He has placed on our heads and touching our golden harps, we shall fill all heaven with praise to Him that sitteth on the throne. 544.4 Let all that is beautiful in our earthly home remind us of the crystal river and green fields, the waving trees and the living fountains, the shining city and the white-robed singers, of our heavenly home, that world of beauty which no artist can picture, no mortal tongue describe. I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. 545.1 Chapter 87, 10 Pictures of the New Earth. Visions of future glory. With Jesus at our head we all descended from the city down to this earth, on a great and mighty mountain, which could not bear Jesus up, and it parted asunder, and there was a mighty plain. Then we looked up and saw the great city, with 12 foundations and 12 gates, 3 on each side, and an angel at each gate. We all cried out, "The city, the great city, it's coming down from God out of heaven." And it came and settled on the place, where we stood. Then we began to look at the glorious things outside of the city. There I saw most glorious houses, that had the appearance of silver, supported by 4 pillars set with pearls most glorious to behold. These were to be inhabited by the saints. In each was a golden shelf. I saw many of the saints go into the houses, take off their glittering crowns and lay them on the shelf, then go out into the field by the houses to do something with the earth, not, as we have to do with the earth here, no, no. A glorious light shone all about their heads, and they were continually shouting and offering praises to God. 546.1 I saw another field full of all kinds of flowers, and as I plucked them, I cried out, "They will never fade." Next I saw a field of tall grass, most glorious to behold. It was living green and had a reflection of silver and gold, as it waved proudly to the glory of King Jesus. Then we entered a field full of all kinds of beasts, the lion, the lamb, the leopard, and the wolf, all together in perfect union. We passed through the midst of them, and they followed on peaceably after. 547 or 546 point to then we entered a wood, not like the dark woods we have here, no, no, but light, and all over glorious, the branches of the trees moved to and fro, and we all cried out, we will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. A 547.1 graduate work in the hereafter. Do you think we shall not learn anything there? We have not the slightest idea of what will then be opened before us. With Christ we shall walk beside the living waters. He will unfold to us the beauty and glory of nature. He will reveal what He is to us and what we are to Him. Truth we cannot know now because of finite limitations, we shall know hereafter. A 547.2 The Christian family is to be a training school from which children are to graduate to a higher school in the mansions of God. A 547.3 Heaven is a school, its field of study, the universe, its teacher, the Infinite One. A branch of this school was established in Eden, and, the plan of redemption accomplished, education will again be taken up in the Eden school. A 547.4 Between the school established in Eden at the beginning and the school of the hereafter there lies the whole compass of this world's history, the history of human transgression and suffering, of divine sacrifice, and of victory over death and sin.